Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
You may be asking yourself, how do the Democrats plan to spend $1.9 trillion all for COVID with the COVID relief bill that they're now trying to force all of us to think is good for this country? I got some news for you. It's not all about COVID. Now, the House conservatives are unveiling their playbook on how they're going to fight back against the Democrats' $1.9 trillion COVID bill, showing a bunch of the crap in there that has nothing to do with COVID. The largest conservative caucus in the House is now circulating all of the new information on President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill, and they're doing it by exposing each of the liberal goodies tucked inside this package, which have nothing to do with COVID-19. Now, I want you to think about how much money we're spending here. We're spending $1.9 trillion. I want you to understand how people are holding us hostage, by the way, with this bill. And I'll give you one perfect example of this. Hundreds of millions of dollars is how much the teachers' unions are demanding in the COVID relief bill. Why are they asking for this much money? It's pretty simple. They're not asking, by the way. That's the wrong way to put it. They're demanding it, holding us hostage, saying they refuse to go back to work unless we give them what they want. And this is all about putting more money in the coffers of unions, right? For union workers to come in and retrofit everything they can get their hands on. For them to get things like hazard pay, right? Hazard pay. I want you to think about that. Everybody else going to work just getting their normal pay. No. The public school teachers, they're different. They're special. They deserve more than you do for actually going to work. The Republican Study Committee, also known as the RSC, authored a 3-page memo to outline all of the left-wing items that Democrats are hoping the public won't find out about. Now, you may want to know what's in there. Well, among the provisions raising eyebrows among many is the fact that the $1,400 stimulus checks going to mixed-status families with undocumented immigrants. So let's just dive into that for a second. We have a bunch of Americans that are being hurt right now. We have a bunch of Americans that in this country are in desperate need of help, and you could even argue from the government. You have a bunch of Americans that are needing the government to step in and give them assistance. Whether you agree with the assistance or not, we can debate that another day. But there are definitely people that are in need right now. We have $1.9 trillion that we're about to start handing out like candy. So why is it that we're only giving $1,400 to American families instead of, let's say, $2,000 or $3,000 or $3,500 or $4,000? And I'm not saying I'm advocating for that number. I'm just saying, how do we get to 1,400? Well, let me explain. Democrats did not want to give you more of your own money back. Because remember, when you get money, right? When you get this money back, it's your money. The government doesn't exist without you paying taxes. So when they give you back your money, you shouldn't be thankful. You shouldn't be saying thank you. You should be like, give me my damn money. It's my money. I need my money right now more than the government needs my money, because I need to be able to take care of myself and my family, because you guys have ruined our lives and our economy, and you're keeping our businesses and small businesses shut down. I need my money back. So now all of a sudden, we're learning exactly why they lowered it from $2,000. Because remember, the original number was $2,000. $600 disappeared. Why did $600 disappear? Well, now we understand it. Because they want to give the same amount of money to you, an American citizen, that they want to give to undocumented immigrants. What is an undocumented immigrant? It's a word that now we're not allowed to say in the big tech world. We're not allowed to say it in the media world, right? The mainstream media will never use the word illegal immigrant ever again. It's undocumented immigrant, because that makes you feel sorry for them or makes it sound like they're not actually breaking our laws. We're going to give checks to people that came in this country that do not pay taxes, that do not abide by our laws. That's what the Democratic Party has just proposed here in this $1.9 trillion spending bill. So an illegal immigrant from anywhere in the world that has broken into this country, we are going to give them a check as a thank you for breaking into our country, because we feel sorry for them during the time of COVID. That's what the Democrats and Joe Biden are actually advocating for right now. That's what they're saying we need to do right now. Is that something that we should be bothered by? Hell yes, we should be bothered by it. You look at what the Democrats have just done. They have just sold out every single one of us. They have sold out every American citizen that's ever paid taxes, that's ever gone to work, that's ever worked hard, who might need a little help right now. And they've said, you are no different than people that come into this country and break our laws. You are no different than people that come into this nation illegally and then take our resources and undercut our wages and take away jobs from law-abiding citizens, American citizens that desperately need to be here. Let's be very clear about illegal immigrants right now, how much of a detriment they are having on our society. Right now, they are taking away jobs from American citizens that desperately need those jobs. That's a fact. That is a fact. I want to say it over and over again, because it's important that people understand. Right now, illegal immigrants are the biggest threat to employment opportunities for American citizens. And anyone that can't say that, you need to really ask yourself, whose side are you on? Who are you trying to help out here? Who are you trying to hurt? Because when you allow illegal immigrants to come across the border and take away jobs from Americans that are desperate, that are in need of a paycheck, that are just trying to provide for their family, you got to ask yourself the question, who are you actually representing? Now you have to go a step further. American citizens need money right now, especially those that have been affected by COVID in a negative way. And there's a lot of Americans right now that have been affected by COVID in an American way, whether you're a business owner, small business owner, or an employer, or I should say an employee. Why am I not getting $2,000? Why am I only getting $1,400? Because you want to give money to illegal immigrants who not only are undercutting our salaries, undercutting our wages, taking away jobs from hardworking Americans, but you're willing to do it and then tell me for some reason that you're actually helping me. You're lying to me. I would argue, how dare you? But this is the Democratic Party under Joe Biden. This is the President of the United States of America. This is Nancy Pelosi. This is Chuck Schumer. This is how little they think about you right now. They want to give the same amount of money in this bill to illegal immigrants as they're giving to American citizens. They're giving it to people that are taking away your jobs, undercutting your wages, and are here illegally breaking the law. And they say, no. We're going to give them the same amount of money as you because we like them just as much as you. The priority, by the way, should not be illegal immigrants in this relief bill, because it's my money. By the way, no other country is stupid enough to do this. You think Mexico would ever give, or Canada would ever give, a bunch of illegal immigrants the same amount of money as their citizens when they're in a massive crisis, a pandemic, and people have lost their jobs at record numbers? Of course not. So now you have to ask this question. Why are they doing it? I'll tell you exactly why they're doing it. Democrats have decided to give out this money to illegal immigrants because they also have a plan to give them citizenship. And if you give them money, then they're going to vote for you. That's the only reason why they're doing this. There are two things happening in this country right now at the exact same time. Democrats are demanding that illegal immigrants get a $1,400 check, just like American citizens, while they're also demanding that we give citizenship to all of these illegal immigrants. And guess what else? There's another law they're trying to change right now. There used to be a law that if you gave somebody a pathway to citizenship, right, amnesty, you had to wait 5 years before you gave them voting rights, the ability to register to vote. You want to know why they picked that number? They picked that number on purpose because they never wanted somebody in government to be able to give away citizenship to a bunch of people who could then immediately turn around and vote for them because they did it. Well, guess what else the Democrats are now doing? They're changing the rules. Democrats have proposed changing the law now so that an illegal immigrant who is given amnesty, a pathway to citizenship, given American citizenship, can vote, you guessed it, in 3 years from now, not 5 years. You want to know why they picked three? Because it's right before the election, the presidential election. So now we have three things happening in the stimulus bill that have nothing to do with COVID. None of what I just talked about has anything to do with COVID right now. We have three massive things happening right now that have nothing to do with COVID. Number one, illegal immigrants receiving checks should have nothing to do with COVID. Number two, giving away amnesty to a bunch of illegal immigrants while we desperately cannot handle more Americans, more people coming into this country who are fighting for jobs right now. And number three, we're going to change it where if we give you amnesty, we give you American citizenship, we give you the right to vote, we're not going to make you wait 5 years to vote on this pathway. No. We're going to make it 3 years because we want to make sure you can vote for us right away in the next presidential election. Does any of that sound like they're looking out for you? No, they're not. They don't care about you. They could care less about you. This is all about buying votes. Everything that I just told you is about buying votes. Every decision that they're making right now in this COVID relief bill is about buying votes. Now, let me just move away from that for a second so you understand how much other crap is actually in this bill that has nothing to do with COVID-19. $1.9 trillion of your dollars. Remember, the government doesn't get their money if it's not from you. They don't exist without your dollars coming into their coffers. They don't exist without your money. They have no power without your money. But man, they know how to spend it in the name of COVID, even though it has nothing to do with COVID. Here's another one. They're going to allow Planned Parenthood to receive paycheck protection programs, PPP funds designed to keep small businesses afloat, and nearly $600 million for additional emergency paid family leave for federal employees and U.S. Postal Service workers, according to the memo. So now your dollars are going to go to employ the people that are setting up and fulfilling the abortions. Your tax dollars are going to support, aid, and abet abortions at Planned Parenthood. Congratulations. The COVID bill, a bill that's supposed to be dealing with COVID-19, a $1.9 trillion spending bill, there's more to it. The bill also includes over $100 million for a ridiculous and extremely controversial Silicon Valley Underground Rail project. Do we need an Underground Rail project right now? No. Can we afford it? No. Is that to have anything to do with COVID? No. So why is it in the bill? Because this is about whoring out, in the name of COVID, everything and anything we want to get our hands on. That is what this is about. This is all about power. What is it we need? What is it we want? And we're going to get it all done and all passed in the name of COVID-19. Does it deal with COVID? No. Does it have to deal with COVID? No. We can do whatever we want to do, however we want to do it, whenever we want to do it, because we've said COVID-19 is a pandemic. We've declared a pandemic, and now we're going to use it, and we're going to whore out COVID and the stress and the losses of others, the loss of life, to get more of what we want. That's what we are going to do. The memo also calls out insane subsidies that we're going to be giving out and loan forgiveness to farmers and ranchers on the basis of race and ethnicity. Yeah, if you're a minority rancher, if you're a minority farmer, we're going to give you loan forgiveness. We're going to give you loan forgiveness. Loan forgiveness if you're a rancher or a farmer, but only if you have the right color skin. If you don't have the right color skin, sorry, you're on your own. You're screwed. Why would they do that? I'll tell you exactly why. It's called buying votes of the minority community. You can go back to the minority community and go, hey, guys, I gave you a big bailout for the farming industry. I gave you massive subsidies. I gave you loan forgiveness. In the farming community, you are welcome. I gave it all to you, folks. I gave you everything you wanted, so you better vote for me. So let's go back to the buying votes in the name of COVID. We've secured the Hispanic population vote because we just gave you as much money as American citizens who are struggling right now. Damn, that's pretty good. Vote for us. Number two, we've now gone after the African-American community. And we've told the African-American community, hey, hook us up, bro. We just gave you a bunch of money based solely on the color of your skin. Don't forget to vote for us. Something else they've decided to throw in there because they need to pick up more votes in the minority community. They're also going to allow coronavirus funding to go to colleges that have partnerships with the Chinese-controlled companies and institutes. Doling out $50 million for environmental justice grants programs, which the RSC pans as a thinly veiled kickback to leftist environmentalist groups. So, here you go, Chinese companies. Let's do business again. We'll give a bunch of money to these universities so that you guys can benefit from it. I'll ask the question again. What does that have to do with COVID-19? Nothing. Everything that I just mentioned to you has nothing to do with COVID-19. Everything I just mentioned to you has nothing to do with you getting a job, securing you a job, or giving you relief. Meanwhile, they decided you get $1,400 and we get all the rest and we get to do whatever the hell we want to do with it. The memo also raises concerns over the extended PPP business funding to owners who have a felony record, including violent criminals. So if you're a violent criminal and you got a PPP loan and you're a felon, we want to give you more money. Let's not help law-abiding citizens. We're going to help non-law-abiding citizens. We're going to help people that beat the hell out of people. We're going to help everyone that we can that we believe might vote for us. So let's find the felons, the violent criminals. Let's give them something. Let's find the minorities. Let's give them something. Let's find the illegal immigrants. Let's give them something. Let's do all of this solely based on politics, not based on the needs of the American people. They have divided up this bill into every subsection and division you can possibly think of and imagine this country instead of looking at all of us as one person, as one group of people, American citizens. I wonder why they're doing that. I'll tell you exactly why, because this is the future, folks. The Democratic Party cannot bring people together. The Democratic Party must divide people. The Democratic Party is forced to divide people. They have to divide people. That's how they gain power. They need people to be dependent on them. They need a race war in this country. They need there to be an identity politics involved here. They can't just make a bill and do something for the good of the people. That you're not allowed to do. And you want to know why? Because they figured out what the biggest threat to their power was, having all Americans be successful at the same time. I don't care if you love or hate Donald Trump. The one thing that Donald Trump proved is having good policies that help all Americans is good for this country. That is a fact. You had the lowest unemployment rate ever for African Americans, lowest unemployment rate for Hispanic Americans, lowest unemployment rate for Asian Americans, lowest unemployment rate for mothers and single mothers in this country's history under Donald Trump. And you want to know how we accomplished it? Because we didn't make policies based on the color of people's skin. We made policies based on what was good for the entire country, which is exactly what we should be doing. But this bill does the complete opposite of that. This bill decides who they think they can get to help right now, get help to right now, to not have a level playing field, but to pick their favorites based on who might vote for them in the future and give them the best kickback. Welcome to the Democratic Party. This memo also talks about another issue. It would extend Medicaid eligibility for incarcerated inmates during the 30 days prior to their release. This week, the House Budget Committee is taking up this bill. $1.9 trillion bill, and it's called the Coronavirus Got to use that word. Because who could say no to coronavirus funding? This bill is probably about 1% to 2% actual coronavirus funding. The rest is BS. Somebody's got to pay for this. Oh, that's right. It's us, the taxpayers. We're on the hook. The amount of fraud and waste and abuse in this bill is astronomical. It is a 591-page bill that was released on Friday. No one has had time to read this yet. Do me a favor, please. Make sure you share all this information with your family and friends. Tell them to listen to our podcast. A 591-page bill released on Friday that no one's had time to read. And they're saying they're doing all this in the name of COVID. And all they're going to give you is $1,400, the same amount of money that they're going to give to illegal immigrants. And oh, by the way, the $1,400 stimulus checks, those go to people making less than $75,000 a year or $150,000 combined income for a family. Outside of that, you're screwed. Welcome to the Democratic Party. They're going to whore this country out to anyone that'll vote for them. And I'll leave it at that.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.